everybody. Here we go again. Banyan Online Supervision Meeting. Our topic for today, new volume, new topic, volume 17, part 1, case studies from the Hypnosis Center for Stop Smoking. This is one of our most requested topics for the Banyan Online Supervision Meeting program. What we're going to do today is we're going to proceed by going step by step to the nitty-gritty of everything you need to do smoking cessation the way we teach you in class. But I think we're going to go in a little bit more detail for you. Rather than use just the outline from class, I'm going to also have a special outline for you that I use to train our hypnotherapists here at the center before we begin letting them loose on real clients. Then, afterwards, we're going to go to what? We're going to have some case histories presented by, first, you see their pictures right there, two beautiful hypnotherapists, Gregory Hoffman, CH. Greg is now a permanent hypnotherapist with the Banyan Hypnosis Center. He became permanent therapist after completing our four-month-long internship program. I was happy to have him aboard. And then we have Julie Zappa. She's also going to be presenting, time permitting. She might wind up on part two. Wouldn't surprise me if that's the way it works out. Julie has been in our internship program now for 3 months. She's got a great handle on what we're doing. She'll follow Greg by presenting a client who's undergone 5-PATH for stop smoking. Greg is going to talk about our special 2-session stop smoking program. So before we begin, I want to make a couple of announcements. First of all, I want to thank Wendy Weber, who has just contributed a new script for stress and anger management that can be found on the Banyan HypnosisMall.com. And also, I want to let you all know that we've just published the winter edition of our e-zine on there, and I've just posted a new article about three organizations all hypnotists should join. And yeah, right away you think, oh, well, of course, there's the NGH, and there's the Hypnotist Union, but there's another one, and it's not a hypnosis organization that I think you guys should know about. And then Tom Nicoli, the one who got the World Hypnotism Day going, he's got an article called Hypnotized for Success. And Roy Hunter, the famous Roy Hunter of The Art of Hypnosis and The Art of Hypnotherapy and Parts Therapy for Conflict Management, he has now sent us an article introducing Parts Therapy. Also, Ron Esslinger has contributed an article, which is Hypnoanalgesia Made Incredibly Easy. Those are our regular up-to-date contributors to the e-zine. And now I'm really happy to announce that Sean Brookhouse has taken on the job of writing on Ericksonian hypnosis. I get so many questions about Ericksonian hypnosis, and I'm just not an expert on that kind of hypnosis, but my good friend Sean Brookhouse is, and glad to have him as a member of the e-zine. He's a graduate of the 5-PATH program, and he has an article called The Greatest of All Time, which he asks the question and does his best to answer if Milton Erickson was one of the greatest hypnotists or healers of all time. We're also expecting a couple more articles by our other writers. For example, Maureen, she's going to be writing in her topic, which is what? Practice management. So we're all looking forward to that. All right. With those announcements out of the way, I will be rolling along.